You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to Season 2 of ADHD BCE. If you're a returning listener, thank you for coming back. And if you're new here, you've joined us at a really good moment. This podcast sits at the meeting point of archaeology, history, and neurodiversity. It's all about the deep past, but it's also very much about us, how humans have always thought differently, sensed differently, and moved through the world in different ways. As a twice-diagnosed neurodivergent with years of therapy, ADHD coaching, and nervous system regulation mentoring behind me, I'd like to share a little of what archaeology has gifted me over the years, and that is perspective. Neurodiversity wasn't invented in classrooms or at an office desk. That's where we, as the descendants of neurodivergent ancestors, realized something was very wrong. But it wasn't us. There's absolutely nothing wrong with us. But the environment had changed from infinitely interesting and challenging to stale, bland, and repetitive. As the saying goes, don't hate the player, hate the game. And let's not blame or shame ourselves for millions of years of genetic coding and chaos that led to us being the gorgeously distractible bags of stardust that we are. If you take one thing from this podcast, let it be the knowledge that we happen to have been born at a time when being different has been sadly undervalued, but with the caveat that science and innovation has already proven that differences has and always will be pivotal to the survival of the human species. We really should be immensely proud of our differences. We wouldn't have made it this far without them. In season one, we asked the big question, what if neurodivergence was not a modern problem, but in fact an ancient human feature? Season 2 takes that question further and gets a bit more archaeological about it. Across this season, we'll be exploring 6 core episodes, each looking at the past through a neurodivergent lens, not to diagnose people who can't speak for themselves, but to ask better, kinder, and more interesting questions about human behaviour. You know, what kind of minds did different environments need? Which traits helped people survive and which made life harder? Who struggled here and who quietly thrived? What skills mattered more than sitting still, following rules or fitting in? What did attention look like before classrooms? What did regulation look like before schedules? What happened to sensitive nervous systems in loud, fast, crowded worlds? Where would modern neurodivergent minds feel overwhelmed? Where might they feel at home? What kind of people noticed things that others missed? Who took the risks? Who spotted the patterns early? Who moved first? Who stayed back and held things together? How did people learn without being taught? How did they belong without being labelled? And what happened when the world changed faster than minds could adapt? Across prehistory, antiquity, empires, cities, farms, and one battle after another, have minds like ours always been there? Have they always mattered? And if that's true, what does that mean for us now? In this season, we'll be looking at a core issue, farming, one of the biggest changes humans have ever experienced, how the shift from hunting and gathering to settled life may have helped some minds thrive whilst making life much harder for others. We'll follow the spread of farming across Europe, asking how different communities adapted and what kinds of thinkers might have struggled or excelled as societies became more structured in ways probably a little more familiar to us in the 21st century. We'll explore moments of extreme pressure and rapid decision-making, including surviving Pompeii, where sensory overload, speed, and instinct could have meant the difference between life and death. We'll spend some time around the hearth, looking at social life, storytelling, cooperation, and conflict in prehistoric communities, and the roles that different nervous systems may have played. And we'll also be stepping outside the usual academic format with reflective episodes and conversations that connect ancient evidence to modern neurodivergent experience. Well, because the past really only matters if we're looking at it to help us understand the present. Or to put it another way, this season intends to further the archaeological cause to show how humans survived and shaped the world we were born into, and to discuss how differences, especially neurodivergence, help propel us from survivors to thrivers. Throughout the season, I'll be talking with archaeologists, historians, and specialists, and sometimes I'll be talking directly to you, because this podcast isn't just about artifacts or timelines. It's about recognizing that differences have always been part of being human. If you are neurodivergent, this show is saying you're not broken, you're not new, and you're not alone. And if you're neurotypical, this is an invitation to see the past and the present with wider eyes. So, welcome to season 2 of ADHD BCE. Let's head back in time and see what happens when we stop assuming everyone thought the same way. I can't wait to join you in the first episode. Take care, everyone. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. The Archaeology Podcast Network's chief editor is Rachel Roden. Our executive producer is Ashley Airy. Our social media and newsletter coordinator is Matilda Siebrecht. The APN was founded by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle on December 1st, 2014. We're supported by our amazing podcast hosts, many volunteers, and listeners like you. Check out membership at www.archpodnet.com/members.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.